So, how prepared is Massachusetts for Ebola? Well, that was the question being asked during a hearing at the State House today. Massachusetts has not had any confirmed Ebola cases, but officials this week said the state is ready just in case. But in written testimony submitted to the legislature's Public Health Committee today, a union representing 23,000 nurses and healthcare workers argue that the state is not as prepared as officials have suggested. Boston Medical Center nurse Karen Higgins says hospitals need more protective equipment.
Provide the suits, the mask, and whatever else we need to be able to go in and safely care for these patients and know that we're not going to transmit it to anybody else because you gave us the right equipment.
For more on Massachusetts preparedness, we spoke with Massachusetts General Hospital's Chief of Infectious Disease, Dr. Stephen Calderwood.
Finding the correct gear, making sure it's on hand, getting people adequately trained in it obviously is an enormous undertaking. Our emergency room is all trained. Most of our intensive care unit is trained. And probably focusing on those people who would actually come in contact with and provide care to the patients with Ebola is the most important. And it's not just trained once, and I think that's really the important thing. This has to be ongoing, repeated training. And if a patient were here with Ebola, we'd also have a trained observer who would watch putting on and taking off the protective gear as well for every patient, and we drill constantly.
At today's hearing at the State House, MGH's emergency preparedness chief, Dr.
Yep.
Paul Bidinger,
yes.
said that federal funding cuts have affected hospitals' ability to properly train staff to deal with things like Ebola. Has that hampered your ability to get everyone trained?
I think in healthcare, it just runs at such a tight margin at the moment that it is hard with all the cutbacks in health insurance funding to have adequately empty rooms, for example, to care for patients if there was a surge in number, or to take care providers away from patients they're caring for and provide them training.
What about the ability to purchase the protective equipment needed, which was also brought up by Dr. Bidinger during
yes.
today's meeting? Do you have enough equipment?
We've just decided to change our equipment in the last few days to a slightly different version. The reason we changed our equipment was in training. It looked like there was a slightly better personal protective equipment available. One of the issues I think will be is all the hospitals want to get particular kinds of personal protective equipment. Can the manufacturers make enough of them in a timely way?
How is it different from the older equipment?
It's just a very minor change. It has a slightly higher neckline and a few other minor differences from what we have. It's just a different manufacturer and slight different style.
But you do have enough of the older type of equipment.
Oh, yes.
So do you think that every hospital in Massachusetts needs to be prepared for this? Or do you think that there should be some sort of overall plan that maybe if patients did present with Ebola-like symptoms, they would be sent to specialized centers? Or how, if you could design a plan to deal with this, how would you do it?
Probably every healthcare facility, hospital, and outpatient facility needs certain level of understanding and training. That is how to identify a patient, make sure they're put in isolation, even if that's as simple as put into a room, perhaps with a mask on, and then who to notify to get additional care. It may become true that patients who really do meet case definitions with more certainty may get put into some of the larger hospitals so that not every hospital has to have the ability. The problem, of course, of that is transport. So what we don't want to do is expose anybody during the transport and a patient moving from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that MGH is unusual and is more prepared than others because it may be one of the major hospitals that may have to bear the brunt of this if there is Ebola present in Massachusetts?
Most of the major, certainly urban hospitals, have been preparing for this for several months. I don't think we're there yet. I think we're heading there. And I think, in fairness, this is a very fluid situation. So we're going to have to learn every day what's happening. And these meetings, of course, at hospitals occur every day to hear what the latest information is, modify the plan.
Okay. Dr. Steve Calderwood, Chief of Infectious Disease at Massachusetts General Hospital, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.